Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, November 28th edition of Byers & Company. It's Giving Tuesday, and we'll continue with that theme with Matt Whitehead from the YMCA, plus your chance to win tickets to see the Fighting Illini, and Sue Powell stops by from the Decatur Area Arts Council. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday, not any Tuesday, just any Tuesday. It's Giving Tuesday. Started at a YMCA up in New York a few years back, and Matt Whitehead joins us from our local Greater Decatur YMCA. I'm confused a little by Giving Tuesday because I feel like I'm just inundated. You know, I've got like 900 emails and Facebook posts. I guess it's everybody sort of collaborating just to say, hey, you got to give somewhere. Here are the local places you can give.
Yeah, and I think year end is a popular time to give. So, you know, they're kind of following up the shopping frenzy of Black Friday and Cyber Monday and saying, hey, now let's give some of your money to worthwhile charities.
Yeah, I know. I kind of feel like it's a little overwhelming. I'm not sure. There's a lot of it, but we're doing our best to spotlight it. You guys are having an event at the Y today?
Yeah, we're actually having one of our members is nice enough to make a bunch of chili. And from 11 to 1, we're having a chili lunch. You come by $5 or make a donation of whatever you want to have a awesome bowl of chili. The guy makes wonderful chili, Rocky Bundy.
Oh, Rocky's a great guy.
Yeah. And so he's making a bunch of chili for us, and we're doing that today.
All right. So the idea is to get people to come check it out. And because you guys, you're one of those, I think, where you fit into both categories. You know, we think about philanthropic giving, you know, helping the needy. We had this conversation with Weed Jeweler, but you also think about quality of life. Mm-hmm. And you got to do things simultaneously in the community. The Y's got a little bit of everything. I mean, you know, you are quality of life because your facility matters. The new addition of the training room is just unbelievable. I love this. I don't know what we did without it. But you're also scholarshiping kids who can't afford to learn how to swim. I mean, you're doing a little bit of all of that.
Yeah. You know, our annual campaign, the national YMCA annual campaign and our local annual campaign is called the Y for a Better Us. So
yeah.
We're here just trying to make the community better. And we're featuring a program called Sponsor a Camper, where you can sponsor a camper, and you know, for $1,572, you can send a kid to camp all summer long. This is where our kids, you know, they get to have a fun summer, take field trips, but they also have educational experiences. You know, and as if you sponsor a camper, you'll get a picture of that camper, you'll get personal postcards from that camper, and an invitation to a picnic to have lunch with that camper. So you really get to see firsthand the impact that your donation.
All right. So what does a camper cost? I mean, what does that cost?
It's to send someone to camp for the whole summer. It's $1,572.
Okay.
So you can send a kid to camp all summer long. We have about 150 kids that are in our summer camp. 60-70% of those kids are considered low income. They come from low income households, so they need help. But there's all sorts of different levels. I mean, you know, $150 pays for a kid's field trips all summer long. So there's, you know, every little bit helps. You can give at whatever level you feel comfortable with, but it will directly, every dollar will directly go to impact a kid.
Okay. Now, you can also do this if you want to use your Visa. I think this is interesting because I think this is the success the United Way has, is being able to pay over time.
Yes. Yes. And you can absolutely, you can make pledges and pay over time.
But I mean, you can bill their Visa monthly.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a big deal because then, you know, maybe I couldn't afford to write a $300 check.
Sure.
But if you do it over like 12 months,
you know,
break it down, people can afford to give.
Yep. Absolutely. We can do it monthly, you know.
Quarterly. One time,
twice
whatever.
A year. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So that's important to know because people can do a little more if
yes.
they're able to pay it over time.
Yes.
At the end of the year, we talked to Ouija about this too. It's a good time to give, you know, especially for tax reasons and all of that. That's why everybody has an end of year giving campaign.
Yeah.
And particularly with the uncertainty of what's coming, you know, who knows what next year looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It's a great year. And we get a lot of our donations towards the end of the year. So we just ask that, you know, people consider the why when they're looking to make a donation at the end of the year, and it will go directly towards a kid or a family right here in Decatur.
Okay. Now, everybody keeps asking me, now to get you here on the spot, we're having a meeting on Friday. Quit asking me when round three of the WSOY MCA Challenge starts. I don't know. It's coming soon.
Yeah, it is. It'll hopefully the end of January, something like that. It is, and I think it's going to be better than ever.
Okay,
it's
so exciting. I think we're meeting. Maybe is it Friday? Or I think
I thought it was tomorrow.
Or maybe it is. I don't know. We've got it covered. We're talking about it.
Yeah.
And Jeff still won't be participating in round three.
He won't.
He hasn't. Jeff, how you doing? I saw you limping into MCR early. How do you hurt yourself?
If I could quit trying to completely destroy my right foot, I'd be.
What are you doing?
I kicked a cat scratcher last week.
You did what?
I broke my part of my right foot.
Doing what?
Walking.
I'm sorry. Wait.
Literally,
you broke your foot walking.
I was walking through my living room. I have cats. Everybody knows I have cats. There was a cat scratcher, wooden cat scratcher, on the floor. I didn't have any shoes on. Bam.
That's a cat scratcher. I had no idea what the hell you're talking about. I thought you were doing some sort of momentary.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So you stepped on a cat scratcher and broke your foot.
Oh, I kicked it hard with my right foot by accident.
But you'll be better by January.
God, I hope so. Unless I have to have it removed.
All right. Well, you work on that and the rest of us. Now, I how are you doing? Because I worry that, you know, we got these long breaks and everybody's going to like spiral out.
Yeah, I'll admit, once the class is over, I don't do quite as well. I mean, I still try to work out a couple times a week. I'm still trying to watch my food, but probably not doing as well as I should.
Because you don't have that accountability to the group.
I don't.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I don't.
Now you can write it off and go, well, you know, I'm too busy.
Yeah, nobody's going to say anything
got
to me.
Giving Tuesday coming up here. I got stuff I got to plan. So that's what happens is you convince yourself.
Yeah.
Well, we are talking about the third round, and we are talking about tweaking and changing things up a little bit, but still having all the fun. I think the group dynamic is important. I think the group dynamic of these videos and these classes is the group dynamic that the YMCA has. I mean, for general members.
Yes.
Seeing people that will hold you accountable,
yep.
Right? Because you got those guys that you go at the same time in the locker room, and if you don't see you for a while, they give you hell.
Oh, yeah. They certainly do. And you'll see people of whatever your fitness level is, you'll see people that are at that same fitness level with the same fitness goals.
Yeah. All right. So just general membership. I know the studio is going well. Those classes are every day of the week, right?
Yeah. There's some classes that are just 2 days or 3 days a week, but then there's some that are 5 days a week.
Depending on what you sign up for.
Yeah.
But if you want to, you could go every day.
Yes.
And it's a 30-minute class. And I got to tell you, because we were used to the 60-minute classes with Molly, and Angela does a 30-minute class. Well, Molly does too.
Yeah.
But it is every bit as intense for those 30 minutes. So if you really want to fit your fitness into like a lunch hour, you can do it.
Yeah.
Like you could do 30 minutes there, get on a treadmill for 15 minutes, do a full cardio workout, and do the TRX. And I love the... what are the water things called? The Cormax.
Yes.
The Commander. You play around with that thing very much?
Yeah. No, I have. That is that's deceivingly difficult.
Jeff, there's this. You haven't been out to the Y since they've had the training studio, have you?
Yeah, I've been out there.
Okay.
Well, I've seen it.
Okay, but they have these big there's different sizes and they have water in them. And the Commander, I think it's called, is like the big one. I mean, it looks like a small boxing bag, like a punching bag.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we had to put it over our heads.
Whoa.
And do squats. Well, the problem is, you can't balance because the water keeps rolling from side to side. Lindsay looked like she was taking a DUI test at like 3 o'clock in the morning. She just kept stepping on one foot and turning in a circle.
Great.
It is tough.
Wow.
But those classes are really, I think, give you something maybe you guys didn't have in this sort of day and age where people like variety.
Yeah.
And some people like their routine, and that's great. But some people, and I think especially millennials, with CrossFit and all the things that are out there, now you guys have the ability to offer this type of thing up for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you mentioned it too, that they're short classes. So everybody's so busy.
Those 30 minutes will is enough because they use TRX and they use the Cormax and they use Tabata style routines with not a lot of rest. You work 30 seconds, rest 10 seconds. So when you do that, I mean, when Angela goes in there, I look at the board when I go in to kind of try to translate what it is we're doing. I'm like, how in the world are we getting all that in 30 minutes? And we do.
Yep. And that's why that was the idea behind that class, is so that busy professionals can get there, get a good workout, and get it in on their lunch hour and get back to work.
And you can do it.
Yep.
You certainly can. All right, so if folks want to come out today, once again, details. You got chili serving up.
Yep.
People can come out, a $5 donation, get some chili, have some camaraderie. What time?
Yep, 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock at the YMCA at 220 West McKinley Avenue. And they can also visit us online at www.decaturymca.org if they are interested in donating and sponsoring a camper.
Yeah, and even you millennials who just got really turned off because Matt said www. Yeah, you don't have to say that anymore.
I know. I'm old.
No, it's okay. I've had to like physically just forcefully remove that from my vocabulary because every time I say it, Lindsay looks at me like I'm coach. I'm like, I'm not that old. All right, Matt, great stuff as always. We appreciate it.
No problem.
All right,
thanks
Matt Whitehead from the YMCA. Get out and support the cause on this Giving Tuesday. We're going to take a quick break. Lindsay Romano back in MCR after a quick trip over to Johns Hill with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Increase in clouds today, highs near 66 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 37. Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 52. And Thursday, mostly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny and highs near 52 degrees. Right now, it is 50 degrees in downtown Decatur.